For Parshas Bo, we have five different Divrei Torah. So we're going to start at the way beginning of the Parsha, the first Pasuk that says, Vayomar Hashem el Moshe bo el paro. This is the eighth plague that we're at the beginning of, the plague of Arbe Locus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Bo, come with me to Paro. So the Kutzker Rebbe says, very interestingly, he says, why doesn't it say Lech el Paro? That would be the more conventional language, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha, go forth, Lech. But here it says Bo. And he says the concept here is that we can never leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are never Lech. We are never leaving from God. It says, as follows, Melo kol aretz kevod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, throughout the world, we can never Lech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But bo el paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe as follows, come, I am with you. I am going to accompany you. And indeed, that is a major lesson for us. Not only that we can never leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always bo iti. Come with me. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, come with me. We're going to go together. We should always have that feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. We are now moving forward to the next of the plagues, the ninth plague, Choshech, and we are in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and it says, in describing the Makkah of Choshech, darkness, lo ra'u ish es achiv, no one saw each other, the Egyptians, you couldn't see your brethren, even if he was right close to you, v'lo kamu ish mitachtav, and you could not even get up from your place. And says the Chidush Harim, indeed, this is talking about the plague of Choshech, but let's think, what could be the most difficult darkness for us? The worst darkness is, as we said in the Pasuk, that each person cannot see the other, when people don't want to see the other, they don't want to see the sorrow of the other, they don't want to see how they can help somebody else. That is indeed people who are living in darkness. And the result of that is that when somebody ignores the difficulties and the challenges and the needs of somebody else, he himself cannot even get up from his place. He is stuck where he is. He will have no upward mobility in what he can accomplish and what he can do. If you're not looking to help others, you are stuck yourself. And that's why it says, Lokamu ish mitachtav, you can't even get up from your own place if you're not looking to help others. And then Avnei Ozel builds on this and he says, maybe indeed this is what the Medrash means when it says that the thickness of the Choshech, the thickness of the darkness, was like the thickness of a gold coin. A dinar zahav is a gold coin. And he explains as follows, when people are running after wealth, they're running after that gold coin, they are focused on themselves and their selfishness and not focused on others. And accordingly, when people are just focused on the gold, the materialism, or other things as well that are selfish to them but not focused on others, indeed, that is the Choshech. That's the thickness of Choshech. If you're just focused on your own needs, your own wealth, your own desires, but not on other people, that is indeed the thickness of the darkness that you are living in. We are now moving on to number three. We are in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chavav, a discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. Who's going to go? What's going to go along with Kol Yisrael when they worship a Kodesh Baruch Hu? And Moshe makes the statement, V'gam miknenu yilech imanu, all of our animals are going to go with us. Ki mimenu nikach lavot Hashem Elokeinu, because we're going to take from these animals, the livestock, to worship a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Malbim explains beautifully, if you look at this language here, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, V'gam miknenu yilech imanu. Pashto says, we're going to take all of our livestock with us. We don't know what type we're going to need. We don't know how much we're going to need. We're going to take it all to make sure we're safe, that we are covered, and we have everything we need. But the Malbim says as follows, miknenu yilech imanu. Not only are we going to take them, we're going to take the livestock. It's not what it's saying here. But rather, the livestock is going to want to come with us. They desire to come with us. They even desire to be sacrificed as korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is very similar to what Chazal tell us when Eliyahu was having his contest with the false prophets, that the false prophets, their korbanos, refused to go up onto the Mizbeach. They didn't want to go. They had to be forced. In contrast, the offering, the par, the offering of that ox that Eliyahu Hanavi brought, it ran besimcha, it ran with happiness to the altar. because it knew it was being sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That indeed is the message that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Paro. Not only are we going to take our livestock is going to want to come. It does want to come of their own desires, and they want to come to Simcha. And the Malbim continues that we can learn from this. We can learn from Eliyahu's par. A par is something that doesn't have knowledge, doesn't have wisdom, it doesn't have das. And despite that, it desired to be brought as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer, certainly us, people, we desire a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We desire mitzvahs, indeed, we should do it. We should have ratzon to do it. And indeed, we should do our mitzvahs b'simcha, just like as we learn from that par of Eliyahu, the offering of Eliyahu. And that's what we see in the Malbim is explaining in our pasuk, v'gam yiknenu yelech imanu, our own livestock, it wants to come. It desires to come. It's going to come b'simcha. Same pasuk, number four, vort number four, it says, v'anachtu l'neda manavad Hashem ad bo'enu shama, we're not going to know in our worship of Hashem until we get over there, until we get to the place we're going to worship. So the Chidush Harim applies this in a somewhat different context. And he says that all of the work, all the mitzvahs that we do in this world, we don't really know the value. We don't know if we got it right. We don't know if what we did was the proper way to do things. The mitzvahs, if we did it for the right kavanas, did we do it lishma, shelo lishma? Did it, we do it l'shem shamayim or not? And in fact, we go through our lives hoping we're getting it right, but indeed, we're not going to know. We don't know if our Vodash Hashem was correct. Ad bo'enu sham, until we get there, ad me'a ve'eshim, up until 120 years, and then we go to Olam Haba, and then we will see if we got it right. And indeed, obviously, we have to go through life making our best estimation as how we should be spending our time. And with that time, how we should be approaching the things that we desire to do, l'shem shamayim, we have to give it our best. And Bezras Hashem Yisbarach Ad Bo'enu Shama, when we get there, we will see that hopefully we got it right. The fifth Dvar Torah, we are now moving forward to Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Tezayin. We're talking about celebration of Pesach. And indeed, as the Pesukim tell us, Pesach, 7 days, first day is Yontif, seventh day is Yontif. This is our Pasuk, Obiyom Ashri, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. 7 days is a yantif, you can't do malacha, milkom malacha liyasebahem. However, when it comes to Shvi Shel Pesach, the pasuk gives us a big heter. Ach, asher ya'achel l'chol nefesh. When it comes to food preparation, hu levado yaselachem, you can do that. When it comes to what's called ochel nefesh, the needs of food preparation, for example, cooking and baking, as we know, that's mutar an yantif. So, what's interesting, and the Bnei Yisachar asked this question, is so why we know the heter of ochel nefesh, food preparation, when done properly, is permitted in a yontif. You can cook, you can bake. You can't do that on Shabbos. So why is it learned specifically on Shvi Shel Pesach, seventh day of Pesach, and not on the other yontifs? It applies to all the yontifs. So why specifically does it say it by Shvi Shel Pesach? And in fact, he brings the answer based on a chazal, an unrelated chazal, Kashi mizonas of shaladim kekriyas yam suf. Earning a parnasa, earning our food, earning our mazon is as difficult for somebody as kriyas yam suf. The kriyas yam suf, in fact, happened on the Shvi Shel Pesach, on the seventh day of Pesach, and the Chazal are telling us earning our keep, earning our food is as difficult as splitting the sea. So we see here that there is a direct connection between mazon, ochel nefesh, preparation of food, having food, and shvi'i shel pesach, because earning that mazon is as difficult as the splitting of the sea. And accordingly, explains the Bnei Yisachar that that is the reason the Torah tells us the whole heter of ochel nefesh, earning that food, preparing that food, is specifically brought on shvi shel pesach because of this close connection that mazon, our parnasa, our food, has to kriyas yamsuf, which was on shvi'i shel pesach. Have a wonderful day.